Hello, this is Emilio Lopez, colorist for Amory Wars, Good Apollo, and you're listening to the All Things Coheed Podcast.
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed Podcast. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, I'm booty.
So,
what's going on, Rob?
Not a whole lot, man. How are you doing?
I am doing well. There have been quite a few things that have been announced, that have come out, that are ready for you to buy.
Like what?
Well, let's start with probably the coolest thing we've gotten in a hot minute, because it's a record and a comic. And a print. There has been a My Brother's Blood Machine drop, the new Blood Pool variant of the album My Brother's Blood Machine is now available. In addition, the trade paperback for the My Brother's Blood Machine comics is available through Evil Inc. Comics. And if you order by September 6th, you will get a free signed print from Claudio. So, this episode, oh my goodness. It's too late. If you haven't ordered already, oh no. I fear you may have missed out on this opportunity.
You probably did, unfortunately.
Oh my god.
Those prints sound sick as fuck.
I know. It's one of the variant covers as well. So it's that red print kind of inside the minds of the Bleen brothers.
It looks sick as fuck. I know that at least. I took a look at it and I was like, this is just primo. I mean, we're really being spoiled here. I'm super excited, so super, super cool.
Absolutely, and of course, as a reminder, the Prize Fighter Inferno is going on tour for the first time ever next year, so make sure you get your tickets. Tons of shows have already sold out, and I expect the entire tour to sell out by the time we get closer to these shows.
For sure, and we'll be at those shows, so feel free to stop by and say hi if you see us anywhere.
Next up on the docket, as we're talking about tours, we have new LS Dunes. This is the B-side to the Benadryl subreddit Amber 7-inch Vinyl, which is available in the LS Dunes web store. We have Old Wounds. All right, this song was recorded at Rancho de Luna, along with Benadryl subreddit, in the desert. This is Travis heavy.
Yeah, it definitely feels Travis influenced. It does feel like, you know, if you're an old school Davenport cabinet head, then this is definitely going to resonate super hard with you. The vocals are super interesting because I'm half expecting to hear Travis sing whenever I hear the song. And I think it's got a really cool, like, melodic feel to it. But it's super sick to see LS Dunes pumping out track after track over and over again.
Absolutely. And I love the way that there's some tension in the chorus and then it finally releases on that televangelist, Did I Let You Down Again outro. And it's a great song. It's one of their longest songs and a departure from kind of what we expect from LS Dunes, which is that in your face, you know, rock and roll. We kind of take a step back and let the music breathe for a bit, which is really, really cool. But we mentioned that because LS Dunes is also going on tour. If you have missed Travis in this side project, which is kind of starting to be like its own main project because it's so good, they are on tour with Pierce the Veil this fall.
Yeah, I hear their backup singers are really good too, especially the ones in the front row. Fucking got them. Holy shit. I'm sick with it today, boys.
And as we're talking about tours, you brought up Davenport Cabinet, not really a tour, but the SS Neverender is coming.
Yes, of course. How could we possibly forget the reunion final breakup tour, reunited second viewing, third repressing, end of all Davenport shows ever, last one you'll ever catch on the side of the earth, Davenport shows. which have been, this is like, how many times has it been the last show at this point? Was it three or four?
I think this is the third last show.
At
It for real this time.
some point, Travis is just gonna have to listen to everyone and be like, yeah, I guess I'll do like a full tour.
That would be sick. That would be sick.
But it shouldn't be Davenport Cabinet. It should just be a Travis tour, and then he can play things from all of his projects he's ever been on.
The Travis tour. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, Travis Deaver live with a live band. And it doesn't, I mean, he could have guests. He could have Claudio come do, a couple shows. He could have Anthony Green, based on where they are, come do a couple shows, and the rest of it he could do himself. So, I mean, like, you could do some really interesting stuff with that idea. I wish he would do it. I wish Claudio would do that. I wish fucking Josh Eppard would do that.
Well, I can tell you what Kaonashi is doing because
What's
they
Kei and
are.
Ashi doing?
Kaonashi's playing the cruise, Rob, and
Oh, are they? Had no fucking idea.
they have transformed the SS Neverender into the SS Never Home, celebrating 10 years of Native, their first EP, as well as, of course, 20 years of In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3. Kaonashi has 3 1-hour sets on the cruise. In each of these sets, they're playing In Full, Native, X Prayers, Never Home, Why Did You Do It, A Second Chance at Forever, The Brilliant Lies from Casey Diamond, their new EP unreleased, Dear Lemon House, You Ruined Me Senior Year, and fan favorite songs. So they are playing their entire discography across three different shows, all at Magnum's, October 23rd at 5:45, October 24th at midnight, and October 26th at 1:30. So don't miss those shows. That's going to be crazy. They're playing on Saturday, October 21st, and Sunday, October 22nd in Florida, leading up to the Coheed cruise as well. So if catching every single song they've ever recorded wasn't enough, there are two more opportunities to catch Kaonashi leading up to the cruise. Again, these are huge COTF. Please support them. And yeah, we're probably going to try to hit at least one of those shows because you can never get enough Kaonashi. They're awesome dudes. They're big Coheed fans, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
Rob's going, baby. I mean, I would literally got a message today from someone being like, you said in the podcast that you're not going, but you're literally in the room. And I'm like, well, things have changed since we recorded
Yeah,
that.
things have changed.
We're just hanging out. We're Coheed fans, just like everybody else. So come hang out with us, talk about your favorite albums. It's gonna be fucking awesome. I'm so excited to meet everybody.
And they're going to have coffee on this cruise, as noted by the Starbucks package. But last time they did have the Coheed Roasters coffee. And I wonder, with the new K-Cups that are available now, along with some subscriptions for them, I wonder if those will be on the cruise as well. We can drink some Coheed coffee right before we hit up Cafe Shop.
I think that'd be a pretty good idea. I don't know if that, I mean, K-Cups seem like the best choice for them because it'd be super easy to make for everybody. But I mean, check out the merch booth. It might be there, if they're not just selling it outright. But yeah, I'm sure they're gonna have the K-Cups for sale in merch.
Yeah, merch on this second leg of No World for the Waking Mind tour. Is that what you're referencing?
No, I mean merch on the boat. I'm sure they'll have it on the boat as well.
Oh, I kind of hope they have it on tour too.
I bet they
Because
will. They did take the original Coheed Roasters, didn't they, on tour?
yeah, and I mean my K-Cup order already shipped, so I think they have them in hand. I know that Dirty Urn has taken over the Coheed Roasters kind of side of things, so that's awesome. But yeah, definitely keep your eye out because there's micro brews coming soon. I know that there was the Waking Mind blend that they've been teasing on socials in their email blasts. Speaking of email blasts, Evil Ink Comics did confirm that they will be at New York Comic Con this year. They will be at booth 3325. And they also announced that they will also be exhibiting at LA Comic Con for the first time. More information to come.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, let's keep our ears to the ground. We'll see what we can dig out. And as soon as we know, we'll let everybody else know.
Absolutely. The last thing on the docket today, this is going to be a little quick mini-sode. But, actually, you know what? This is a real episode. We covered a lot, and our episodes don't have to be an hour a pop each time.
True.
Drumset Confessional has new merch. I don't know if we mentioned it in our interview with Josh. There's a new shirt and a new light fixture, both designed by COTF. With any order, you will receive a drum set confessional lapel pin. So for all you collectors out there, that is your way to get your pin collection back to completion.
Fucking awesome. 20 out of 10. Love drum set confessional. I'm glad they're getting their merch in order, and you know, people have been begging for more and more merch, and it seems like they're starting to listen. That's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Well, Rob, Coheed's going back on tour. By the time that this episode comes out, they will have played like 2 shows at least. And I'll be going to the show tomorrow in Alabama. I will be there. I'm not really expecting anything too different, to be completely honest. I think it's going to be the same.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Really? You think they're going to change up this set list?
100%. I think that they've probably been in practice for the boat. And I bet that they're wanting to shake off some rust on a few of these tracks they might play on the boat. That is my best guess.
Now, do you think the merch is going to be the same, or do you think that's going to change?
Merch is 100% going to be the same. Not without a doubt in my mind, it's going to be exactly the same.
Well, I guess that leaves us with one last thing, and that is going to be a giveaway from us. But really, we have Andrew Burford to thank for this giveaway.
Thank you, Andrew. We're going to talk to you in just a little bit. That's super exciting. So it's weird because we're doing this in the middle of our like interview scheduled times. Like, we're interviewing COTF and stuff. And it's just really cool that it's like, oh, we're talking about Andrew and we get to talk to him in like an hour.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot to say to him for this. So we are giving away a signed version of this. And it is a skate deck designed by Andrew for the No World for the Waking Mind Never Ender.
Oh my God. It looks sick as fuck, guys. If you're not on our socials, he's going to definitely post a picture of this. This looks sick as fuck.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It is signed by Zach, Josh, Claudio, and Travis. And Claudio even drew a keywork on it.
It looks so fucking good.
This is a massive giveaway. And again, thank you to Andrew, A. Burford, Inc. Go check out his socials.
Silas. 100%. I'm surprised. I'll be honest. No offense to Andrew in any way. But I'm surprised at the quality of this. It looks fucking insane.
And Rob, the best part about it is Andrew being Andrew made one for both you and I.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, but you have one, and you can thank him later tonight for it.
Oh my God, can I skate on the boat?
I wouldn't.
But why not? I haven't done an ollie in 150 pounds. that's how long ago. Shit, dude, that's fucking crazy. Is it the same design?
It is the same design. It's just, you know, we're giving away the signed version because...
How the fuck is that going to get shipped to me?
Well, I have a box that I'm going to need. I'm going to build a shelf, and I'm going to take the box from that shelf, and I'm going to mail you yours. So I can't promise that it will come soon, but I can promise that it will come. And I have the box for this bad boy already because... Our listeners are more important. So.
For sure. 100%. I agree with that wholeheartedly. That aside, I have never once complained. Oh, I take it back. I've complained one time about something coming late from you. And that's because it was in the middle of fucking July and I got a Christmas card. Do you remember that? I don't care how long it takes to get to me. That thing looks sick, dude. Oh, my God.
I do remember that, Rob. And I'm, you know...
But you've been holding this in for this long? He's been fucking teasing my ass, being like, oh, I got a little present for you. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, man. And he's like, we just got to record. And I think that's how he gets me to record. But he's like, it's a really cool surprise. And I'm like, all right, man, whatever. It's going to be like a pin or like a you know, button or something. And I'm like, it's cool. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. But holy shit, this is nuts. This is fucking nutty.
Yeah, so I believe Andrew has one. There's one that we're giving away, and you and I will have one. So a one of four awesome piece of memorabilia designed by a child of the fence, signed by Coheed and Cambria. Please pay attention to our socials. But yeah, man, this is awesome. This is really, really cool. Another huge thank you again to Andrew for this. If you want to see what it looks like right now, you can go to my collection Instagram because I've already taken a picture and uploaded it. I think I mentioned to Rob beforehand that if he was a super sleuth, he could find out what Andrew is going to send him via me.
Holy shit, I found something really fucking cool. And whoever wins this this wonderful giveaway on the podcast should also look into this. On Amazon for $6.99, you can get a skate deck wall mount. So it'll mount directly to your wall. It'll look like it's floating there, and you don't have to get like a shelf or whatever the fuck. It'll just go directly to your wall. So I'm definitely gonna get one of those.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be crazy. Next time we record, I'm gonna see it right behind you. I mean, when I not next time we record, it's definitely not getting to you that soon.
It's not getting here for a while. This thing is gonna get, it's gonna, I'm gonna get it and it's gonna, like, all the grip tape's gonna be fucked. It's gonna be ridden. Like, the FedEx drivers are gonna put trucks on it and new wheels and shit.
Yes, okay, so just for further clarification, you'll see in the pictures, it doesn't come with wheels, it doesn't come with any of the tech that a normal skateboard would. This is, like, really, as Rob suggested, a display piece. This is something you should hang up. It is signed by the band, and man, it's beautiful. It's really, really pretty.
Or fuck it, dude. Like, use it. Like, skate on it. It looks sick as fuck. I'm sure it works really great. It's a board. It's a deck. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a deck. I would be so happy to see someone fucking popping Ollie on this motherfucker. Or a kickflip or like a I don't know, whatever the fuck people do these days. I haven't skated in years. Holy shit, it's been so long. But yeah, that'd be cool to see. But if not, it is a great display piece.
Rob and I are like the angel and devil on your shoulders, but it's you to decide who is the angel and who is the devil here.
Yeah, shouldn't you? Don't you want to just take it out of the box and play with it? You know what I mean?
Don't you want to just keep it preserved forever?
Don't you just want to, like, you can make Coheed kiss He-Man. You know what I Oh. You're lucky I said kiss. Anyway, Oh, what long blades you have, son of three. Oh, shit.
Wow. Well, yeah, so on that note, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us. The episode
Uploaded.
is uploaded.
Awesome.
Ugh. And we're recording, by the way.
I'm just looking for my notes. Welcome home to another episode of the All Things Cook. Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin. You were muted.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
All right, let's do that one again.
Okay.
All right, cool beans.
All right. I da 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 da.
All right, so we'll just keep this recording, but I'm gonna mute myself and pause video.
All right, when are we coming back?
How funny would it be
7:20.
if I could talk to you? Yeah, 7:20.
Cool. What's up, dude?
One of our guests just canceled for.
Which one? Well, that sure is LS Dunes.
Robbie, come back. You can blame it all on me. You are muted. You are still muted.
Sorry, boyo, I was eating dip. Buffalo chicken dip, to be precise.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Hang on. This one's coming from like the depths of my stomach.
The crowing.
God damn it, I can't get it.
Hit me with your crowing scream, bro.
Like, I can't do it right now. It's like,
I can't do it right now, but I promise.
it's like, it's bad. I can't do it. I can't do
Just right now. One
it.
time. I can't do it. I swear.
I can only do low screams.
Ooh.
Oh, shit
Oh,
like
that's
that.
good.
Whoa,
I like
whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, it's that.
the like when the Lorna Shore like wah, 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 and they like
Yeah, I can't do the high pitch shit.
wah, wah, wah.
I can't do that. It's bad.
So who's our next guest?
Randy.
If I thought it was, oh no, you're right. It is Randy.
But yeah. So, Guts is going to be released on September 8th with via CD, cassette, and streaming, as well as three separate box sets, Devin. So, the pre-orders for the album began on June 26th. There's a ton of vinyl LP color variants, like a ton of different colorways, and she does it based on stores as well. So, like Urban Outfitters, Walmart, Amazon, and HMV are all going to have their own exclusive colorways. So I'm just really excited for Guts to come out, you know. And this was Rob's Merch Monday on a Friday for Olivia Rodrigo.
Is this other person ready to join?
No, they're not here yet.
Let me tag him. Robbie, come back. Whoa, you can blame it all on me.
They're still not here.
They said that the meeting ID was not valid.
I mean, I'll send it to you again, but it's the one
Same.
we're on right now. Which, did you send that same one from yesterday to everyone?
You know what? I think I fucked up. Yeah.
That's the one you should be sending because it's different.
Got it.
You fucking idiot. You fucking dweeb.
This fucking guy, from the show.
Yeah.
Baby, come back.
What?
You can pay me off on me. I was wrong. And I just can't live without you. Sorry, one second here. Okay, ready?
Right. Questions,
Yo, you are currently muted. Oh shit, that's all I can see. Here, I actually think I can. Oh, I can only ask to unmute. I can't unmute you myself. Oh. Let's see if I can ask to unmute. That's it. Yeah, it should be the only microphone button at the bottom, I believe. Hang on, let me see if I can pull up Zoom face. Yeah, it should be the button in the bottom left-hand corner. I don't know if you see that already, but whenever you click the screen, there should be a button that just says mute or unmute.
Did they freeze?
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing we have a break after.
For sure. Oh, she left and now she's coming back in.
Says connecting to audio.
Hello, you're still muted. I can see your little mute symbol. Oh,
got it.
Holy shit. Jason Derulo. Did you give them the new link?
Yes, they didn't answer. So I don't know if they forgot.
Let's give them 5 minutes. And if they're not here by then, we'll ask Andrew to be on.
Okay.
And I thought my heart was dead. Beanie, 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 beanie. Doesn't mean you forgot about me. Well, I hope you're happy, but now they count.
I just felt like the. I should call him tonight, or whatever the
it's
breakdown.
A bad idea, right? Yeah.
Bad idea. I don't like that shit.
Fuck it, it's fine.
Nah.
I like it.
It's like that. Like that's like I like her music, but that I was like that's a little corny for me.
What did you think about Vampire? I thought Vampire was good.
That's a good song. That's a good song. That's why I was like, okay, like not
you
every
need
song is gonna be
like a goddamn vampire. Fuck yeah.
It's pretty good.
And I think honestly, like I hear what you're saying, and I respect that. I personally like it. I do like that kind of like go girl pop, you know.
I
but she just
that this particular instance was a little corny.
For sure. I'm hoping that the album is going to make up for that.
That's what I'm saying. If that's the only thing that I don't like, then I'm so far, like, then I'm sure the rest of it's going to be fire.
For sure. Did you listen to her first album? Her first album's perfect. I think there's not a track you can cut on that.
The best song is Deja Vu.
I think you're out of your fucking mind.
Deja Vu.
I think Happier is the best song.
Deja Vu Live.
I want you, fucking, you can be happy, but don't be happier is such a fucking gut punch. It's so real.
That is pretty good.
God damn it. The lines in these songs are just amazing.
Rob, I'm getting old, buddy.
Are you? What, your back hurting?